Hey there, it's your favorite MIA podcast girl, Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and welcome back to a new episode of my podcast. Okay, that felt really good. Yes, I know I have gone MIA for quite a long time, but trust me, a lot has happened these past months, as I am sure a lot has happened for you too, both good and bad, but what matters is that we're here now. Alright, so while a new episode is in the making, I thought it would be best to come out of my hiding shell and give my dear listener an episode to listen to while I work on the next one. So today on First Real Spoken Words Poetry. That's a mouthful. Okay, so let's get right into it. So once I was told that I was a jack of all trades and master of none. I think I was 15 at the time. And honestly, I remember taking offense to that comment. And by the time I turned 18, I saw another comment on a post I was reading about how this medical student was able to ace his courses in medical school. And the sentence that stuck with me was, it went like, I think it is better to know a little about a lot than to know a lot about a little. And personally, for me, that's like one of the most thoughtful things I have read, because it applied to me in more ways than one. So I just leave that here. I've always been fascinated by the art of poetry and spoken words. And I remember last year when I was contacted by the then director of socials for my medical school to come up with a poem or anything fun for our dinner night, I decided to make a first attempt at poetry. I'm good with words, but not when it comes to poetry. So I contacted a friend who's a poet and asked her how to go about it, because I mean, this is like a new domain for me and it's not something I have tried out before. And I asked her what a poem really entails, and she goes, a poem is anything you want it to be. And I'm like, okay, a first try wouldn't hurt anyone. I mean, we all start from somewhere, right? So I scribbled down some words and it wasn't making sense at first. Honestly, I can't remember the first things I wrote, but it wasn't making any sense. It wasn't rhyming. The words weren't rhyming. It wasn't flowing. It felt like I was forcing it. So I let it be and I came back to it the next day with an idea of what I wanted to write and how I wanted it to be. So I started writing and thankfully, the words were flowing this time. So I sent a draft to some of my seniors and they thought it was cool. I mean, for a first attempt, they thought it was cool. So long story short, I practiced a few times with my roommates back then on how to like deliver the poem, since it was going to be like a spoken word poetry. And one of them anchors an event. She does all of this MC stuff and all. So she was my guide. She taught me the parts where I have to give my voice an octave, bring it down, and the tone and all of that. And yeah, it was quite good. And so I delivered the spoken words at the dinner and it was marvelous. So something happened. I was going to read from my best friend's phone, since my phone was used to play background music by the DJ. But by the time I held the microphone and took my stance, her phone was already locked and I did not know the password, and I panicked a little on the stage. But I'm like, okay, Rima, you've practiced this a few times in your room with 4 or 5 people. What's like an audience of over 50 people more? Don't worry, you can do this. So I'm like, I can do this. And my friends took a video of me, and in that video, you can clearly see me take a deep breath before I utter the first word. So I was that nervous, but it went well, and that was my first attempt at spoken words. Now down to today's business. So I am the liaison officer of my school to the Standing Committee on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights, SCORA. I know you've heard a lot of SCORA. I love SCORA so much. So I'll be talking about SCORA a lot. And the national team provided us with a calendar of activities for the year, with the liberty to come up with any activity for the program set. So say, for example, February was Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights Awareness Day, I think. It was on February 12th. yeah, February 12th. So as a liaison officer, you and your team of other medical students in your school can come up with any activity of your choice, as long as it is in line with that particular program for that month. So now, October has been celebrated globally as the International Day of the Girl Child for the past 10 years. And this year, I was quite stuck on what activity to do to commemorate this event. Well, it's not like I have been commemorating the event in previous years, but like I had to as liaison officer because it's one of the programs under the SCORA program's calendar. So, and I was stuck. I didn't know what to do because October had so many activities. There was the International Day of the Girl Child, there was breast cancer awareness, and there was domestic violence awareness. And I wanted to do activities for all three events to commemorate them. So for International Day of the Girl Child, I was kind of stuck. So I reached out to my team members at my school. So we have this WhatsApp group chat. I think we're over 150 there. And usually we have in-house meetings where we all discuss what we could do for an awareness campaign or an event. And this is because I want to carry everyone along. I wanted a situation whereby as liaison officer, I was working with a team. It wasn't like I was coming to say, oh, we're doing this. And members, like the people I was leading, do not have like a say or an opinion in everything we do. So I remember when I was first appointed, one thing that I had in mind was carrying everybody along. So there are months where I could have an idea of what I want to do and how to go about it, but just because I want to carry everyone along, you see me, I'm sending messages to the group and we have these in-house meetings and everybody brings these beautiful ideas and we try to incorporate them as much as possible. So yeah, that's by the way anyway. So we had the in-house meeting and everyone was bringing really, really beautiful ideas. And someone suggested we have people write letters or memoir to the future girl child. Now, I kid you not, this was a marvelous idea because I never could have been able to think about this. So the next day, okay, I'll talk about my transition into tech in some other episode, but I'm into tech now and Eric as a graphics designer. So the next day I designed flyers and we sent them out for publicity and people, that same day we received an entry. So we had people already submitting entries and all of that. And to be very honest, we received beautiful entries from over a dozen people, but there was this particular one. It was... I still have goosebumps thinking about it. It was amazing. I don't think I have the perfect words to describe it, but it was, yeah, it was that good. And I literally had goosebumps all over while I was reading it. And at that point, I wanted people to feel the emotions I felt, at least for me personally. So I reached out to the writer. I'll always talk about her, Rekia. If you know me personally, I always talk about Rekia. She's like the best... literally one of the best things that has happened to me recently this year. Yeah. So she wrote the memoir to her future daughter and it was so beautiful. So I reached out to her and I asked if I could do a spoken words for her letter and she goes, you know what, just do your thing. And I did my thing. So I started recording and I practiced and I listened to some spoken word poetry, mostly of this friend I reached out to last year, and I decided on the approach I wanted to use. Now, when I say I listened to some spoken word poetry, I don't mean I did an extensive research. No, I just watched two or three videos and yeah, I was like, let's wing this. I mean, it's like my first real attempt, like putting in the efforts and all of that. So I did a few record drafts and eventually perfected it. I remember the recording that actually like was close to perfect. It wasn't really perfect, but it was like close to perfect. I recorded it in the night around, but it was past midnight. But yeah, well, almost perfection. It was almost, since I mean perfection is a fallacy, but so with the content of the writer, who is my mentor and one of my closest friends, Rekia Muhammad, I can share the spoken words poetry with you. So I'm just going to be giving you the next 5 minutes to listen to the beautiful and thoughtful, literally the most thoughtful letter to her future girl child. So enjoy. Dear Chichi, as I let my ink bleed into this paper, my sincere wish is that when you read this, you're on the way to becoming the best version of yourself. I long to be an adult my entire childhood, anxiously anticipating the rite of passage that will grant me the knowledge, respect, and approval I so desperately desired. Having reached adulthood, all I yearn for are the carefree, wonderfully unconstrained playtimes and freedom from responsibilities I enjoyed as a child. Transitioning into adulthood made me see the true reality of the biased and prejudiced world we live in as women. My darling daughter, I find myself in a society where women, despite all the progress made, are still not recognized for being competent the same way as men, are mutilated in a bid to avoid promiscuity, are told how to act, told not to be too ambitious, are labeled emotional when we cry as though it should be insulting, are called loud, rude, and unfeminine when we have an opinion, and when we are subjected to violence, they blame us. Can you imagine being told that it is our fault that we are raped? Sadly, we only receive acceptance when we bend and stick to our place as women. However, when you look deeper, you see not only the frustration of conforming to these societal standards, but also the pain and torment that each girl or woman endures while pretending to be someone she is not. I am afraid because I know that one day you'll be subjected to the same kind of pressure that I was, and how can I possibly prepare you for such? Chi baby, I can only continue putting in the effort, learning, unlearning, relearning, challenging harmful norms, correcting myths, pushing for policies that protect your right to be adopted, creating initiatives that gives a voice to those that cannot speak. I am actively contributing my quota in changing the narrative by being at the forefront of fighting this ignored pandemic. By the time you read this, I hope the world is free from the plague of prejudice, injustice, and inequalities against girls and women. A world in which it is possible to imagine yourself as anything. A society where being a woman does not drive people to second-guess your decisions and scrutinize everything you do. A society where rape culture and victim blaming had been dismantled and long forgotten. A society in which the transition from adolescence to womanhood is not marked by puberty, marriage, and procreation. You can be anything you want to be. But I hope that by the time you read this, you live in a world where you can dare to dream and be a trailblazer as a woman, rather than one where it is uncommon. My baby girl, make sure you have an identity for yourself. It will be easy to transition from being my daughter to someone's wife and to someone's mother, but I'll do everything in my power to ensure that you have time to be yourself, separate from your identity as my daughter. Do not feel compelled to box yourself. You should be yourself. You have earned the right to be yourself. And never forget that you are the daughter of a truly tenacious and daring woman. You may not have had generations of strong women before me, women who define traditions, conventions, and societal norms, but I have set the standard. And I have no doubt that you will continue that legacy and do even better. I imagine that one day you'll be so bold, opinionated, confident, and you'll dream so big that I'll wonder where you got your fearlessness from. And then I'll remember that once I was that fearless too, and learn from you all over again. Before I put my pen down, let me reassure you once more, my darling, that your future is in your own hands. Always remember that girls can be leaders. Girls are agents of change. All throughout the world, girls are pushing for progress and are winning. Everything you ever want is on the other side of fear, but considering that you are your mother's daughter and a part of me lives within you, I say this with the fullest conviction. You are a powerhouse and a force of nature. I want you to be a strong, empowered lady who never second guesses herself and moves forward unfazed by her environment while exuding boldness and confidence. A true star girl. Through your journey, you will live in love. You will grow, you will rise, you will evolve, you will roar, you will breathe and spit fire, you will defy the odds, you will persevere, and you will become an inspiration to every girl out there. That, I firmly believe, and envision for you, Gigi. With love, your biggest fan. Mom. Okay, hi. Hi again. How was it? I'll let you leave your comments on that. And yes, constructive criticism is welcome. So yes, that's it on my first real spoken words poetry in commemoration with the October 11th International Day of the Girl Child. And we made an animation video. We added a really chill background music, you know, to get people in their feels. And we posted on Skora's Instagram page. And we had a lot of views, a lot of likes and comments. Many thanks to our writer, Rekia Muhammad. So if you want to watch the video, you can check out our Instagram page at Skora_Abumsa. A-B-U-M-S-A. Yes, Skora_Abumsa. And you can watch it with the entire animation. All right. It has been a pretty exciting episode, yeah? I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I did recording. Until the next episode, which is going to be pretty soon, I give you an introduction to the juicy details. Be good, stay safe, and bye-bye from your favorite podcast girl. Toodles!